This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it permissible to draw real people as a hobby without publishing it? Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. Taswir, picture making, as it was understood in the era of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was to produce something that is an icon or an aspect that is worshipped and devoted to by others. And therefore, that which was condemned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that there would be representations of things that were animate and real that people would then iconify and worship in place, even if not immediately, in place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the authentic hadith that it took 10 generations from the time of Noah until after his people, up to his people, 10 generations to the time of Nuh alayhi salam, for them to change Waddan wa Yaghutha wa Suwa'a, who were noblemen, who were luminaries in their society, that they then became changed to being gods that were deified by 10 generations there. The culture shift made them from being respected elders to being people that you can ask them and they will intercede to you on behalf of God. And therefore, physical representations of what is believed to be Jesus or the Buddha, statues in the name of deities are all things that would be condemnable to recreate. As for cartoons, images that don't have a semblance in reality, there's difference of opinion upon that. I believe that it is acceptable, inshallah, to draw something that doesn't have a life soul living within it. And that is something that can be used. As for drawing places, people, and things in terms of educational processes, for medical journals, for things of that nature, then there's no problem with that, inshallah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases and consider donating to this worthy cause.